message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
You are welcome to the presence of God. Hallelujah. You may please have your seat. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. I want to give God the glory for the great privilege that God has given me to be here today. I also want to appreciate my father, my pastor, for being a ladder that we are climbing. I want to say thank you, sir. And it's my prayer that God will continue to renew your strength in the name of Jesus. Please, can we appreciate this great man of God? We appreciate you, sir. Thank you for your tireless efforts. We also want to appreciate our mama. Let's appreciate our mama. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when we are having a long prayer, like a program like this, and I know that we minister, I always whisper some prayers in my heart that, Lord, don't let mama preach my message. You don't let mama. When she came up to preach, I prayed up your father. I don't know. But God did not answer that prayer. She preached part of my message. Praise the Lord. Please, let's appreciate her mama. Let's appreciate her one more time. You know, when she preached, she has a way of opening, you know, scripture in a way that you've never seen it before. We pray that God will continue to renew your strength, man, in the name of Jesus. Today, the topic is securing financial harvest for a new beginning. Securing financial harvest for a new beginning. Today, we are going to talk about money. And the reason why we are talking about money is because money is important. I believe that it is dangerously dangerous to lack money. The reason is because money is needed. You can't do anything without money. It is to this effect that Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 19 says, a feast is made for laughter and wine make merry. He said, but that word but changes everything. He said, a feast is made for laughter. He now continued to say that wine maketh merry. He said, but money answered how many things? All things. See, you need money to prepare good food. You need money to buy good wine. If not, you will buy things that will destroy your body. The scientists told us that money is one of the reasons for divorce. When there is no money, everybody is on tension. Money is what constitutes to most of the misfortune that human beings have in life. In fact, most of the atrocity you can name here on earth is as a result of money. Why do people kill? Why do people kill other for rituals? Why do people prostitute? Why do they sell their body for money? Why do people steal? It's because they need this money. And if it surprised you, I was surprised. I was amazed when I read my Bible and I discovered that there are about 500 references of about faith in the Bible. About prayer in the Bible, and less than 500 references about faith. But there are over 2,000 scripture about money. As a matter of fact, 16 out of 38 parables of Jesus is about money and how to handle possession. This will tell us that money is so important. Money is so important. We need it. It is in Christian fold that people pretend as if money is not important. And that we deceive ourselves. We allow devil to deceive us that money is not important. That money is not all thing. I agree that money is not all thing. But believe me sincerely, money affects everything that is important in life. Look at the stories that Pastor Jala shared yesterday. Do you know how many people that lost their baby, lost their children, lost their home due to lack of money? As simple as malaria is, it kills many people. as simple as typhoid, it killed many people. Because so I heard one particular story, a woman who has a baby, I think, the baby is not up to a year. And the baby was having, the complaint of malaria. They took the baby to the hospital. The mother do not have money to take care of her. So the only thing they could do is to give her paracetamol. Because they said, I don't have money. So they gave her paracetamol. And they said, I will go and look for money. So they took the baby back home. And then after 2 days, 2 or 3 days, the baby, the temperature was too high. They took her back to the hospital. They now do no tests. They discover many things that... That says, go and look for money. That they have to do... I say, you don't have money. I say, okay, because I don't have money, let me take this thing to the Agbo people. And the Agbo people began to give this little baby all sorts of Agbo. And as they are giving the baby all sorts of Agbo, the condition become worse. Long after that, she lost the baby. I asked myself, if she has money to treat malaria, probably the baby will not die. Money is very important. Tell your friend sitting next to you, say, don't be deceived. Money is important. Say, get it. Say, get it. Say, get it. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, to tell you how important it is. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, if you read verse 11, listen to what the Bible says. Say, wisdom is good with an inheritance. Look at the combination. It says, wisdom is good with an inheritance. So if you have wisdom and you don't have inheritance, what is it? It is bad. We will see in the scripture that it is bad. Bible says, wisdom, don't just pray for wisdom, get money also. It says, wisdom is good with an inheritance. You know what? If you have wisdom and you don't have resources, you don't have wealth, you will look like a fool. Your wisdom will look like a fool. And the Bible continues. He said, and by it, there is profit to them that see the sun. Look at verse 12, I love this. He said, wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. Tell your friend, defend yourself with wisdom and with money. Bible says, wisdom is a defense. Money is a defense. Defense against what? See, this tells me that without money, man is vulnerable to any form of attack. He said, if you have, most of us, we complain about what is happening in Nigeria. These people, why is it a poor man? He's the one that suffer. People that have money, this and this, when they commit the same crime that a poor man committed, see, they will go square free. The reason is in this scripture. The reason is because they have money to defend themselves. They have money to defend themselves. If a poor man dare to do what a rich man do, or try one, let me not say it. The Bible says that money is a defense. So my question is this, defense against what? The Bible gives me an answer in Proverbs chapter 10. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 15. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 15. Listen to what the Bible says. That the rich man's wealth, can you see it again? The rich man's wealth is a strong city. But destructions of the poor is their poverty. Is that a rich man, his wealth will defend him. It's like a strong city. So, but a poor man, their destruction is poverty. There is a clear difference between being poor and poverty. This Bible tells us that there is difference between being poor and poverty. Because the poor used here in English, they talk of English, this is an adjective. And that poverty is used as a noun. And they told us that a noun is a name of a thing, animal, or places. So, all things. Now, this, what I am talking about is that destruction. I mean, that poverty is actually a destruction. So, the Bible says that when poverty wants to lock a charge against the rich, the wealth will defend it.
But you see, because a poor man has no money, once that poverty world, we attack him, poom! He killed the baby. Then he attacked him, poom! He destroyed the health. He attacked him, poom! The man lost his job. He destroyed him, poom! Because the Bible is so clear. The life of money brings destruction. Can you raise your right hand to heaven? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to be poor. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to be poor. God wants us to enjoy financial abundance. And that is why he gave us his son, Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. The Bible says that, for you know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might be rich. Shout it loud and clear. Say, I am rich. Shout it one more time. Say, I am rich. It is also, God also created a covenant channel for you and I to plug in to his unfinished financial overflow. When you plug in to that financial overflow, we enjoy an abundance. God created it. God delights in our prosperity. God wants us to prosper. God wants us to exert. God does not want you to always cry in order to get money. Let me shock you. That's your prayer card with you. I bet it with you. I am 100% sure that 75% of your prayer points is money related. You wrote it there that you need American visa, and you are trusting God for American visa. Do you know that that is not the prayer point of Dangote? Bishop Oyedepo do not have to pray for visa or somebody to sponsor his flight for him to go to anywhere he want to go to in any nation. Why are you praying that God will give you, send you EPA to pay your school fees? Because you don't have money. Why are you praying to God, Lord, don't let my landlord push me out? It's because you don't have money. Why are you praying, God, give me car? Do you know that our pastor don't have to pray that prayer, that God give me car, because God has blessing. Come on, jam your hands together for Jesus. Money is very important. And God has created a platform for us. Very quickly, let's look at facts about financial harvest. Number one fact about financial harvest is that the law of sowing and reaping is unbreakable. The law of sowing and reaping is unbreakable. Genesis 8, verse 22. Why the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, the cold and wheat, the summer and the winter, day and night shall not cease. Psalm 89, verse 34. My covenant will I not break, nor utter the things that is gone out of my mouth. God said that if I say it, I will do it. If I have the covenant with you, I will never break it. The law of sowing and reaping never break. As long as you see every day, that covenant is on point. Number two, you can only reap what you sow. You can only reap what you sow. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he shall reap also. That he shall reap also. So, what you sow is what you reap. Number three, the quality of your seed determines the quality of your harvest. The quality of your seed determines the quality of your harvest. And the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, it says, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. To reap financial harvest, that is number four. To reap financial harvest, you must plant a financial seed. The whole total of what I'm saying is that harvest depends entirely on what you sow. So, what are the seed that we can sow that will help us to reap financial harvest? Seed that guarantee financial harvest. Number one seed is the seed of the word. Somebody say the word. The seed of the word. Job chapter 22, verse 21. The word of God is very, very important. If you want to assess financial harvest, say, acquit now themselves with him, and be at peace thereby. Thereby good shall be unto thee. He said, acquaint yourself. He said, draw near to him. Get intimate with God. Get your relationship with him. Be cordial. He said, if you do this, good will pursue you. You see, some people, some Christians, their relationship with God is like trade and barter. Please don't have trade and barter relationship with God. Do you know what I mean by trade and barter? Is God, do this, I will do this. Oh God, do this, I'll do this. Or if I do this, you will do this. God is bigger than that. God is bigger than that. Haggai 2, verse 8. The Bible says, gold is mine, silver is mine. He owns everything. He owns everything. You cannot threaten God with anything. If you say, if God did it, shout hallelujah and rejoice. If he doesn't did, if he refused to do it for you, there is nothing you can do about it. Because there is nothing we can do against the truth, but for the truth. Our God, before you exist, he exists. He doesn't need you for anything. You need him for everything. So don't get a relationship with God, give and take. Or trade and barter relationship. No. God is bigger. He wants to have a relationship with you. Now, let's look at verse 25. Verse 25 of Job chapter 22. Job 22, verse 25. The Bible says that, yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. So when you have good relationship with God, Bible says that you will have plenty of silver. The word of God is God eternal seed that control all forms of increase in life. But Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 tells us that Jesus upholds all things by the word of his grace. So that things, money is included. Money is included. So if you have relationship with him, God will not be afraid of releasing his to you. God does not prosper you on the ground of cash. He prosper you on the light in which you are walking. And that is why he told Joshua, and in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, he said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate upon it day and night. Then if you do that, say, then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Every increase in life answers to the quality of the seed in your heart. And see, what the word of God do is that the word of God is a seed. The Bible says that the word of God is a seed. The Bible calls the word of God a water. And I believe, I want to add another thing to it, the word of God is fertilizer. How do I know that the word of God fertilizes? The Bible says that the Bible said that if you in First Peter, it said as a newborn baby desire the sincere milk of God that he may grow thereby, If I plant a seed, let's say corn, and I want it to grow on time, I will apply fertilizer, and when I do, it will grow speedily. So if your word of God is inside of you, it prepares the ground for prosperity. And then, as the idea that God is giving you on what to do that will make you prosper, that word will be watering it. So it is germinating. And then if you do it, then it fertilizes it and make it grow. God is taking you to that level in the name of Jesus. I say God is taking you to that level in the name of Jesus. Please note that prosperity in this kingdom is not money determined, is not caste created, it is word born. It is the word of God that gave birth to it. And that is why the Bible says in the book of Psalm, verse 112 from verse 1 to 3. I have no time to read it. The Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. Note, there are some people in this life that they will not hear gospel without the word. I heard a story of a man of God, very rich man of God, was traveling and went to the Arab nation to go and negotiate. He needed an horn point. So they were negotiating, and after they negotiate, they moved to the airport, and they began talking. Then they want to eat. They were talking, and they was talking to an unbeliever, an heathen. He was talking to him about God. Say, why is it that you don't believe God? And God said, there is no God now. He also, I said, have you heard about Jesus? And I said, oh, don't tell me about Jesus. He said, I can tell you something about Jesus. And after the conversation, he would not allow him to speak to him. And after that, the man was now waiting for his flight so that he would call him. But this man of God has flight. Is that a private jet? And I said, sir, if you don't mind, can we give you a ride? We'll take you to anywhere we go. I said, okay, no problem. So they decided to join the man. So when he entered to the aircraft, he looked at the name. Ah, this is the name of the document that I just signed. Say, are you the owner of this jet? He said, yeah, I'm the owner. Said, wow, you must be rich. You must be rich. I said, ah, sir, let me show you something. He now brought his iPad and he showed him one of his accounts. His account number. I said, sir, look at this. When the man saw the money on that account, the balance there, he said, eh? Are you the owner of this money? Said, ah, you are too young for this money. He said, sir, this is just one out of the account that I have. I said, wow, how do you get this money? You are too young for this. He said, sir, Jesus gave me. Well, I said, oh, tell me something about Jesus that I don't know. He said, tell me something about Jesus that I don't know. So that some people, they will not hear this gospel. Financial abundance is coming upon you today in the name of Jesus. Number two, the seed of covenant practice. You know, Pastor Moses be saying a lot about this. I will just brush it. Tithe is the first out of it. Number one is tithing. God instituted tithe so that he will bless us. And devil knows this, and that is why he's launching attack against this. He's deceiving people whose heart is so weak that tithing is not the practice of the saints, telling us that is the practice of the whole testament, telling us that it's not invoked right now. That devil is a liar. They try to rob. Don't let anybody rob you of your blessing. God himself created this platform for us to be blessed. Your tithe is 10% of any blessing that God gives to you, and God wants to use that to give you the blessing that he has promised us through Abraham. Number two is worship offering. Deuteronomy 16:16 tell us, God, don't come to the house of God with empty handed. Why? Because God wants a point of contact to bless us. God, you know, God takes notice of every offering we bring to him, because God wants to use that to prosper us. Then see under it is kingdom promotion giving. This is an offering given directly to a ministry to further the kingdom of God. This type of seed is not a financial donation to help God or to help the church or to help the ministry. No, Papa said that it is a financial transaction that provokes the release of financial harvest. It is a financial transaction that provokes the release of financial harvest. Then the next one is giving to the poor. Poor people are like an investment for us. If we give to them, the Bible says that he will bless us in return. And we see that in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. The next one is giving to your prophet. Giving to your prophet. Jesus said it in Matthew 10:14, that if you receive prophets in the name of your prophet, he said you will reap the prophetic, the reward of the prophet. Every prophet carry reward, and if you give to them, the Bible tells us that blessing will follow us. And we see the example of that, the woman, the widow of Zarephath, in 1 Kings 17, and then the Sunamite woman in 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 8 to 17. And if you want to give to this, there are two things you must bear in mind. Number one, give cheerfully. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Number two is that give willingly. Exodus chapter 35, verse 29. This is a channel for us to be blessed. And if you do that, you may be saying, so some people are giving, some people are paying tithe, but they are not receiving it. Why is it that they are poor? Probably they are not doing it cheerfully. They are not giving it willingly. Maybe they are doing it grudgingly. And if you do it, sure, the reward is not possible. Number three is that this seed of labor or working. When we give, this is what happens. When we give, our giving procure the blessings. While working, provide the channel through which the blessings of God are released. When we give, we procure the blessing, we activate it. But when we begin to work, then we give God the room, the channel through which it will release the blessing. And that is why Proverbs chapter 10 verse 4 says, it became poor that he dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. If Bible said that if you are diligent, you become rich. I see that word coming to you in the name of Jesus. I see that word coming to you in the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us that if you will not work, don't expect to eat. That is why sometimes it's difficult for people to give. When I want to give people, maybe people who are begging, sometimes I look at their condition. Just look at their condition. If I see that your hand is okay, your leg is okay,
I crack joke with you, you laugh, or you talk, you responded well, I will not give you. I will not give you money. I just say, Adiawa.
You have a hand to work. Even those who do not have hand are working. Those who do not have legs are working. So what would you say is wrong with you? That is a particular man I always like, you know, is, you know, as they call them, an imbecile. And this man will be controlling traffic. So when I'm driving toward that side, anytime I drive, I like to give him money. With his condition, he will be giving you. So even if you are not careful, he will confuse you. But at least he's doing something. At least he's doing something. So after I back, or when I want to go back, even if it's 20 naira or 15 naira, at least you are doing something. This is better than just... God wants us to work. He wants us to work. He doesn't want us to be idle. He doesn't want us to be begging. It is a disgrace for a child of God to keep begging. I say it, that free things doesn't free people. If you... Paul was is a pastor, is a lawyer, and is a tent maker, and he practiced all. And that is why he can boldly say, I don't defraud anybody. I don't collect anything. Say, I learn how to be sufficient. If I have money, if I need money, I know how to get it. I don't depend on you. He can say that because he worked with his hand. As a lawyer, he defended himself. When they call on him, he defends his law. And then if he need money, when he goes on a missionary journey, he will make tents and sell it, get money to do the ministry. So if you, you know, I used to have problem with people who have problem with pastors that are rich. I ask myself, why is it, you know, God gave me an answer. Time will not permit me to look at it at the answer. But you see, why is it that when a pastor, God bless a pastor, as a result of his tireless effort for the kingdom, why is it that only Christians are the one criticizing pastors? Why? Look at how much mercy is collecting per week. And nobody is saying that. Nobody is saying, this money is so much, why did you get this wealth? But when a pastor, that neighbor tireless, eating morning, night and evening, praying and interceding for the people, sowing, you know, giving, in covenant with God, and God decided to bless it. I want to reflect my glory in your life. I just lavish you. And God bless you. You now buy private jet. Hey! Somebody say, why don't you sell it and help the poor? Excuse me, there is poor people before God gave him the private jet. And God is not stupid before he gave him that private jet. God is not stupid. How many know that God is not stupid? Praise the Lord. You are the next in line to hear the testimonies in the name of Jesus. Quite quickly, seed, never like a seed, or lifestyle that corrupt financial harvest. Number one is laziness, like I said. Number two is wastefulness. Number three is righteous living. Righteous living, like a prodigal son in Luke 15. Greediness. God doesn't want us to be greedy. And materialism. These are the things that corrupt financial harvest. God doesn't want us to be materialistic. He doesn't want us to be greedy. He doesn't want to live a righteous life. He doesn't want us to be wasteful. And he doesn't want us to be lazy. Another thing is that we must avoid, that is something they call Parkinson's Law. Parkinson's Law says that expenses will always rise to meet income. That is, when your income rises, expenses will rise. We need to avoid this so that our harvest of financial harvest will not be corrupt. I pray that God Almighty will bless you in a way that you will not explain in the name of Jesus. If you believe this, can you say a believing amen? Can you shout it one more time? Say, oh God, bless me financially. Can you say, oh Lord, bless me financially? Can you please rise to your feet? Rise to your feet tonight. Hallelujah.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.